Namaste. How are you? And everyone you know, and everyone you will pass by today. And we bow. Our quote, one acts, one action is required, yet one is inseparable from peace. From Chöngpa Rinpoche. And we can ponder various words in here, but pertinent to distraction, probably let's begin with the word required. Action is required. It's quite subjective, isn't it? The word required. Throughout the day, when colloquially, inside my mind or I'm saying it out loud to myself, such and such needs to be done. I pause. 100 times a day, it could be. Curious word, that word, need. Need. And I pause and I remind myself that's a curious word. And sometimes ponder it in the moment. What needs to be done? What is need? So, similarly, so here, require. And required. Somebody could say Facebook is required, for example. Somebody could say the 8 o'clock TV show is required. Someone could say loving and giving a hug to your children is required. So, what is that word? And similarly, so the word need, or as you go through your day, oh, I need to do that, right? How many times do we say that through the day or think it? To really pause. What are we saying? What do we mean? And is it so? You see, 3, 4 years ago, we began with senses. It's likely that a lot of us were fairly clueless about how much is going on all the time through our senses. We became more aware and we've built upon that. And now we are still becoming more aware. Right now it's aware of distraction so that we can really examine that, really examine. Where is our attention? What captivates our attention? What do we abdicate our attention to? In what ways do we self-sabotage, self-compromise, and so forth? All of those help us be more present by recognizing when we are not. And that could only happen because now we've had the experience so many times of, okay, smile, long, slow, deep breath. There it is. Presence. So we do. We smile. And a long, slow, deep breath. And like a little, little, little speck of gold dust shining among sand, we are that, and everyone else in the world who is right now in this moment at peace, has a gentle mind and a gentle heart, is being kind or generous or patient, is hugging their child, is gently caressing a loved one, is holding the hand of someone who is dying, who is choosing love instead of anger right now. All those beings that are choosing wisdom and compassion instead of something else. And we, settling, we're all little specks of gold dust in the sand, sparkling and radiating goodness. And that same golden shimmer happens every time anyone on the planet pauses, allows a little space. Or contemplates in the moment, yeah, what does that mean? Why am I saying that to myself? Why am I saying that to someone else? A shimmer, a glimmer, a sparkle. So when we pause and we ask, what action is required? What is required? What does that mean? I can only speak for myself. It seems that this is required. I don't know about a lot of other things that I do in the day. But this is presence, pause, a calm mind, calm emotions. Putting up food for the winter is required for, if I say it is. But this goes out into the world. Is that required? That's a subjective question. We smile and abide presence. We smile when the glitter and the shimmer of gold dulls a little bit as we get a little distracted from within. I smile, and there it shines again. And we feel how majestic, a simple majesty in presence and being present. And so we take a long, so deep breath with the world. And with all beings. And great gratitude to Mother Earth and to the beings that produce this breath, this oxygen. May we do everything we can to protect them. So this quotation and any part of it and anything it brings up for you is encouraged for contemplation through the day. And those who are coming to the retreat in October, and anyone, of course, everyone received the document with a weekly contemplation. So I hope that for those that are utilizing that document and its contemplations, that you are finding benefit and insights and discoveries. And so I love you all. Create your day.